Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series. How do you say this in American English? 大家好，我是 Nick。
大家好，我是 Brad。
欢迎大家去订阅这个微信公众号铅笔英语，那里有更多精彩免费内容。今天呢，我们要讲的一个是中国老师非常非常非常常说的一句话，叫做你们呀，下课就消化一下这个知识，对吧？在这里消化知识，我们要教给大家一个内容。你看大家在大学啊，在高中啊，对吧，都这样说，哎，你这节课很难啊，大家下课课后要复习啊，对吧，课后要看书啊，然后再抓紧时间消化一下，下节课又有新的内容啊。每次听到这个课呢，我都特别的这个感到很悲伤，对吧，因为你这个时候需要花很多时间来消化。那这个时候消化的时候，我们是叫 process the knowledge， process the knowledge 就说消化知识。比如说我今天上生物课，举个具体的例子，对吧，我今天上生物课，那我反正我生物是不好了，上生物课然后老师讲了很多名词，对吧，很多什么各种效应我不懂，那他就说那你们下课需要去消化一下知识。那这种时候他会怎么说呢？ You need some time to process the knowledge， 对吧，需要一些时间去消化这些知识。 I know it's difficult， so that's why you need some time to process the knowledge， 需要一些时间去消化。 So like I said beforeLike, I'm in a class and an instructor teaches me so many things that I don't know, you know. I need a lot of time to review them and then, you know, to process the knowledge, right?
Yeah, processing the knowledge, it means that you're thinking about something just in the moment. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're studying. When you say studying, at least in America, pretty much any English-speakingcountry, it seems that you're at a desk with maybe like 1.5 million books in front of you. At least that's what it seems in my case. So when you're processing the knowledge, it's just in the moment. Like right now, I'm processing the knowledge that I have in my head
to explain
how process the knowledge actually translates to. So it's very in the moment, very brief.
Okay.那 Brad 刚刚就说，那 process the knowledge 就是说一个非常的一个短暂的一个时间，就是说去复习一下，就是把所有东西就是汇合在所有的你学过知识刚刚学的汇合到你的脑子里面，不是说很这个正经的这个放这个很多很多书然后再学习，这个稍微是有一些不同的。其实中文是可以一样的理解，对吧，我需要时间去学习和我需要时间去消化一下这个知识还是有一些不同的。你需要时间消化，说明你基本上是理解了，只是说你需要更多时间去 absorb， 对吧？去 absorb 这个知识。So you can still use absorb, right?
Yeah, of course.
And digest?
Yeah, digest works. Process the knowledge is the most popular.
Okay, thank you. 就是说你也可以用这个 absorb， 你也可以用这个digest， 说消化知识，只是说我们常用这个 process 而已，对吧？它和 study 还是有一定的区别。那 this is pretty much for this class.So I'll see you guys next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.